This is The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford.
Hello, hello, and welcome to The Beat. I am Oshie, and with me I have...
Captain Emma Salters.
Captain Salters.
Yes.
And you work at the detention center, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you housing?
Yes, I am. Okay. Housing captain. Cool.
So tell me a little bit about housing. What's that like?
Well, that's usually where most detention officers start when they start their detention career. And basically, we're responsible for the safety and security of the residents.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide that you wanted to get into that field?
Actually, I didn't.
That's fine.
Actually, I started out at dispatch. I dispatched for Charleston City, and then I came to Charleston County dispatch for about 2.5 years, and I decided I wanted to go on the road. So I came over to detention because the schedule allowed me to go to school and finish my degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up loving it and staying.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was unexpected.
I like how that works out. Like, you thought you had it planned out, mm-hmm. and then you had a new experience that changed your mind.
It did.
And then you settled into a career that you really enjoyed.
Right? I did. Actually, the atmosphere fit my personality more. I happened to come in with a wonderful group of supervisors that were 100% supportive, and I just loved it and wanted to stay. So I never pursued that career to go on the road,
mm-hmm.
but I like to say that the working at the detention center is the best kept secret.
That's awesome. So what do you like about it so much? I mean, you said that the people are great.
People are great. We work with a fantastic group of individuals on all levels, from your line officer, civilian staff. I guess because we're all there together, you just kind of build a informal family.
I have seen it firsthand. The rapport that you guys have with each other,
yes.
It's you guys cut up.
Yes, we do.
I've worked a little bit of overtime with Sergeant Snipes,
actually. Oh, yes.
In the records department. She's fantastic.
Yes.
I love her.
She is wonderful. Yes. But it's people like that, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, that's not a unique situation. I mean, just about anywhere you go, you'll have that camaraderie. Mm-hmm. We do everything we can to make sure that you feel welcome while you're there.
What would you consider to be some of, like, the daily challenges and tasks that you face?
Well, the different personalities of the residents that we deal with on a daily basis. But that's just anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in a crowd or a group of people and you're there for any amount of hours, it's always going to be a challenge. However, the staff that we have, the people that work there, they know how to manage that.
So what would you say to somebody who was interested in joining your team on the housing?
Well, if you can communicate, if you can talk mm-hmm. to people like we're talking now.
Okay. So I'll just write this down on my resume.
I'm telling you. Basically, our job is safety and security of the residents, but it's 96% communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be able to talk to people, and you talk to people like you want to be talked to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's half the battle. These are adults we're dealing with. A lot of them want to be heard and taken seriously. So,
well, and that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, they're you guys as residents, but they're still adults, people, normal people.
Yes, ma'am.
That have just been caught up in...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're pre-trial, meaning their cases haven't come up. So, I mean, they can walk out the next day a free person. You know, these people we deal with every day on the streets. We go into restaurants. These are the same people that we interact with. The same considerations that we get on the outside, we need to give on the inside.
Absolutely.
So
I know that there's different towers. And yeah. In my head, when I think towers, like... immediately nerd Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
So I know it's not quite like that.
No.
There's no Eye of Sauron. I know you do have security footage though.
Yeah, we have different towers. We have the Alpha Tower, which is considered, most people consider that the old jail. And then we have a newer side, which is, and that's podular. And what I mean by podular, there's tiers in the unit and there's actual dorms, like rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The new side is considered open bay, and it's literally open. I mean, there's low walls, there's bunk spaces, the unit officer can see everything, the residents can see everything. It's kind of open and free. Most of them like it better than in the older jail,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they're behind doors.
Right. So still haven't made it all the way through this cup of coffee yet. So
I haven't had my first.
Black coffee is okay, as far as I know.
Yes, it is.
So, and that's all I drink.
Oh, no, I have to have cream and sugar.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Is there anything that you want to make sure that people know specifically about the housing department?
It's not a hard job. It really isn't. I was a housing officer. That was the longest part of my career before I actually promoted to supervisor. I was a housing officer, field training instructor. Everybody wants to be treated with respect. And our goal is safety and security, so we have to start out with that.
So what does your day-to-day look like for, say, a housing officer?
Okay, for the average housing officer, they report to shift briefing at 5:45 a.m., and they work until 6 p.m., or when the next team relieves them. Basically, they come in their housing unit, they'll get a pass down from the offgoing team about the events that happened throughout their day. They conduct a count. Mm-hmm. We do counts 3 times a day. That means while we're counting, we're checking on the residents. Of course, you know, when it's dark, if they're sleeping, you know, so we have to check to make sure they're okay. They have log entries that they do. They're responsible for linen exchanging, meaning, you know, they're taking the dirty linen up to clean linen. We help out with canteen when they come in, med pass. They're monitoring resident activity and recreation and meals. And they're responsible for making sure that these things are conducted orderly and they have everything that they need. But most importantly, keeping an eye on the residents, you know, making sure that they're doing what they need to be doing. They'll have a little downtime here and there, but day shift is, especially Monday through Friday, is probably going to be the busiest that they are, you know, with people coming in and out of the units. They've got to log all these people coming in. The residents have a kiosk system that they can put grievances, requests, and stuff like that if the unit officer can't help, but it's their responsibility to try to help them out with that first. And then it can go up the line if need be. And it's usually one detention officer to a maximum of 64 residents. So just think about it. All those personalities, they juggle a lot.
That's bigger than the average classroom size.
Yes. They juggle a lot. They do it, and they do it very well. They really do. It's a lot of personalities to deal with at one time.
Yeah. I know if I talk too much in one day, when I get home, I'm just
wore out.
Shut down.
Yes. And I'm sure that happens with them. I know it's happened with me because sometimes it's just you'll have that day where everybody needs something and you're just one, you know, and you only have 12 hours to do it. So, of course, you have to prioritize. And you're not going to make everybody happy, but you do the best that you can with what you have. And if you need to reach out to your supervisors or somebody else that may be able to help.
Personally, for me, I'm one of those, like, I need to do it all by myself.
Well, it can be overwhelming trying to help everyone, and most officers are in it to help.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me. You have a great presence. You are very outgoing, I can tell. You care about what you do.
I do.
That's really good. And that's important that you do. And the particular where you're at, it's very important that you care. So thank you again for coming in.
So thank you guys.
This has been The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford. Look for future episodes by following the Charleston County Sheriff's Office on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.